Welcome to the tutorial. Using Windows Narrator in Windows 10. In this tutorial you will learn how easy it is to turn Narrator on or off, and navigate the Windows 10 environment with the keyboard. You will also learn a few useful Narrator commands, to get you started with reading screens and documents. As well as some popular Windows keystrokes. What is Narrator? Windows Narrator is the screen reader that is built into the Windows operating system. It is worth mentioning that previous versions of Narrator have not been as functional or useful for computer users who are blind. Windows 10 saw major improvements in Narrator and new features are added with each update. Turning Narrator on or off. It is very easy to turn Narrator on or off with the built-in shortcut key Control plus Windows key plus Enter. If you press Ctrl plus Windows key plus Enter again, Narrator will turn off. The Narrator key. The Narrator key is the modifier key you will use with most Narrator commands. By default, you can use either the Insert key or the Caps Lock key as the Narrator key. For example, if the command is Narrator key plus T, you can press Insert plus T or Caps Lock plus T with the same result. This tutorial will refer to the Narrator modifier key as the Narrator key when giving keystrokes. Getting help with Narrator. There are a couple of quick keystrokes that can assist you with finding commands while working with Narrator. You can press the Narrator key plus F1 to bring up a list of Narrator commands. If you are looking for help with commands for the particular element you are focused on, you can press Narrator key plus F2. Finding Narrator settings. To quickly go to Narrator settings, press Ctrl plus Windows key plus N. Here you can change startup options, change voice parameters, view the Narrator user guide, and more. Ease of Access Center. Narrator can also be found in the Ease of Access Center. You can also find other settings there, including high contrast, magnification, and many other settings, to make Windows 10 easier to use. To go to the Ease of Access Center, press Windows key plus U. Adjusting speech. To increase speech volume, press Ctrl plus Narrator key plus the plus sign. To decrease speech volume, press Ctrl plus Narrator key plus the minus sign. To increase speech rate, press Narrator key plus the plus sign. To decrease speech rate, press Narrator key plus the minus sign. Reading items on the screen. The following are some useful Narrator keystrokes to read different items in the Windows environment. To read the window title, press Narrator key plus T. To read the current window, press Narrator key plus W. To read the current item, press Narrator key plus Tab. To repeat the last phrase, press Narrator key plus X. To read the next item, press Narrator key plus right arrow. To read the previous item, press Narrator key plus left arrow. To begin reading a document, press Narrator key plus down arrow. To read from the current cursor position, press Narrator key plus R. To silence speech, press Control. To read the time and date, press Narrator key plus F12. Windows keystrokes. As with using other screen readers, many of the commands you will use to navigate the Windows environment are Windows keystrokes, and not screen reader keystrokes. For example, to go to the desktop, you can press Windows key plus M or Windows key plus D. Here are a few more Windows keystrokes that may come in handy. To go to the Start menu, press the Windows key or Windows key plus S. To switch between open windows, press Alt plus Tab. To close a window, press Alt plus F4. To maximize a window, press Windows key plus up arrow. To minimize a window, press Windows key plus down arrow. To open File Explorer, press Windows key plus E. To go directly to the taskbar, press Windows key plus T. Pressing this keystroke repeatedly cycles through the buttons on the taskbar. To go to the system tray, this is sometimes called the notification area, press Windows key plus B. You can then use the left and right arrows to navigate this area and press Enter to activate an item. Those are all Windows commands, which will work regardless of which screen reader or magnification program you are using. This is the end of the tutorial using Windows Narrator in Windows 10.